Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, guys, we are getting back here into the rewatch.
Some important people, some folks out there shaking and moving, making some moves in the city.
And then you got a couple other things that's coming up. We talked about some stuff, so you know, I'm always a straightforward person. I'm also letting everybody know that I am introducing tonight our new business partner and host, Miss Keisha Johnson, to the WMR family.
That's
so cool. On the 14:30 a.m. down in Covington, and streaming with us all over the country. So I've cried about it, prayed about it, and I really appreciate the fact that the Creator put us in the same place at the same time. Me being in the same place, doing my Uber.
Uber everywhere.
Yeah. So it was really interesting how Spirit just made me just say something to you, because we were talking about, you also are a manager of a couple people that are starring on a couple of series on television. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, say that again. I'm sorry.
The people that you're managing that's on television.
Yes. My client now is on the Rap Game, which makes Peter Dupree, which is on Lifetime on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
He's King Roscoe, super talented kid. I've been knowing King Roscoe for about 4 years now. And to see his growth and see him actually now arriving after all his hard work, him and his mother have put in incredible work. So I'm happy to be a part of his management team.
And what's the show they on?
The Rap Game. It's actually executive produced by Queen Latifah and Jermaine Dupri. It's basically a competition for young kids to get a record deal with So Def with Jermaine Dupri.
What channel they broadcast that on?
Lifetime.
What? So that's on tape?
Yes, Lifetime every Friday at 10 p.m. will be at Atlanta.
I'll get it with the intel. Okay. All right.
Open.
But can I live stream it?
I say yes. Yeah.
Oh.
You say yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I say yes, too.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't hear nothing he says, so I can't do nothing but say yes.
No, I said, I'm
going to
tell you how to feel it.
No.
Oh,
sure to feel
it. No.
Okay.
No.
But I'm just saying, because it sounds like it's a good show, right? They're helping young people.
Show. Don't you talk about stealing something.
But he's not actually saying stealing. You say it's stealing.
You got
to buy it. You remember the speaker of the public? You remember the president speaker?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All I can tell everybody is I can't do it.
See, but we need structure, though. We need somebody that really got something to talk about.
We don't talk about
absolutely.
We don't talk about it.
Now we for the stealing show, because Karima said we stealing the show.
Right.
Oh. And they gonna say you said it.
Well, if you sitting in the car, why you ain't came inside?
Right, because there's a bunch of cars out in the parking lot. Yeah.
Miss Jones. That's you in the car out front?
Are you parked out front?
They wanna know.
Don't get quiet now. We know you out front.
She don't even think we talking to her. She don't even think we talking to her.
I parked outside.
Listen.
I seen you. You were.
Look, people double parked and everything. We had to park at Texas.
It's a Bentley out front. I know that's you.
It got to be it. Now I'd explain it, though.
Yeah.
Unless she got another surprise before we go.
Yeah, it's going to be, hey, y'all boys fine.
You had a cousin.
You know what that means.
Well, I want to go ahead and talk about Tim O'Thane before I go tonight. And John, we love you. We're sorry we had to meet on these terms. But you can always catch it when the red light on.
Highway 85.
Baby, we'll be right there. And they free.
Yeah. Me, him, and Pop with no teeth in his mouth. We'll be right there.
And half time sports bar in Green at 6340 Highway 85.
I don't know what.
So what other things you got coming up? I saw something else you got coming up in March.
Man, I actually have so much. February and March is just so much going on. My publicist has me now a part of Ashley Stewart as the face of the southern region of Ashley Stewart. And I'm also the new face of Walgreens, which they have a campaign, which is called Let's Grow Old Together, which is geared toward making people aware about HIV/AIDS. So I was selected as the new face. The campaign just launched January 23rd. So I'm extremely excited about that.
You said Walgreens?
Yes, Walgreens.
Hey, that's a grocery store or pharmacy?
Yes.
Which one is?
It's yes.
Just go to the
store
and the
pharmacy,
but
no.
On the radio, bro.
So is that like on a national level?
Yes. It's on a national level. If you go to Walgreens.com, you can see my
name. Yeah. Well, now I will go ahead and put this out there. I will go ahead and put this out there. I carry luggage. I have an excellent driving record, despite what people say.
Oh, Lord.
You know what I'm saying?
Not my car again. Not the red charger with me. I'm driving my car today.
I do good in security. I'm good with security.
Okay.
I done Homeland Security for at least 5 years.
Well, if he didn't, he got the hat that make him look like
that. Right. Yeah, I know.
Come on, security.
Yeah. I'm just saying, because you know the next guest got to be, you're fired. How can we go from talking about absolutely nothing to the national spokesperson for Walgreens? Who else?
Not us.
Who else? Who else you doing for me, Joe? Who the first? What the first organization you said?
The other side of Walgreens, and then also Ashley Stewart Clothing.
Yeah, we fired, bro.
Ain't that in the shopping center? The mall. That's a mall, ain't it?
That's a woman's clothing store. It's a woman's
store.
All I'm just saying, just don't forget about the little people, baby, when we standing out there with the picket sign. Don't forget the little people.
Mike, we are definitely fired.
And just like that, we just went from nobody nowhere to now out there.
Living under the bridge.
We out there. Hey, I'm excited. I'm not.
Hey, can I stand? There's no such thing as job stability anymore.
Does anybody know what time it is? How much time we still got?
None. It's over. Come on the car, Mike. Yeah.
Please tell me there's not a detective car out there with a warrant for my arrest.
Look, we can't even get out, good news.
Because you know they'll do that.
John got us blocked in.
Yeah,
we can't get out.
Stop in.
We know you in that car.
Yeah, because listen, it was somebody in the back door that was like, no, you got to go around. How do you go around and everybody got you blocked in? That's crazy. They was telling us we got to go around.
So what else we got going on? We got March. Now we got some other things that are coming up. We got a message for women. We have a message, and as you know, the Woman Station is about just reaching out and saving lives. And you had something on your Facebook page. That's what really sent me over the edge. And I freaked out. And you and I touched bases, you know, on a level I just hadn't ever done before. But it was a young girl on your Facebook page stating that 13-year-olds to 20-year-olds are getting HIV?
Absolutely. Yes, it is. And especially in Atlanta. That's where it's the worst at.
Yeah.
13 years old.
Yes,
HIV positive.
Yes, it is. And it's because you have to look at the atmosphere. You have to look at the things that is teaching young kids. It's not the household, it's the outside. It's the TV, it's social media. So they're learning things and engaging in things at a much earlier age than what I used to, you used to, whatever.
Allah,
they're just doing, but they don't really know the details.
And that was what the young lady was pleading for parents to have that conversation with their children. Now is that time, and we may not. And you know, so ironic that was on. I watched T. Jakes. I posted it on my Facebook. It was about breaking the curse, and being able to protect your family, and that most important to me was he said that Satan is busy attacking our babies, our children, because when we become. You know, Michael had a very important message for all of us about him coming to, you know, within himself,
And of course, Krispy Kreme, he's definitely a hoe. He said he's never going to be there.
Right, right.
Me, myself, personally, I've had that journey. But
what?
We all are becoming.
You've been a hoe, too?
You've
been a hoe, too?
No, I don't know. God, in the world?
You said that journey. I was trying to figure out which journey.
I'm saying, no, this one here. But what we're saying, Lord, what I'm saying is, Satan's busy attacking our seed.
Right.
And we're in trouble.
Yes.
As a community, we're in trouble. And it's so important that we become focused.
Did y'all hear that dope shit in the background?
That's us getting
fired. She just got out of the car.
I sure did. I'm so glad to hear that.
Are you coming in?
I'm going.
Are you coming in the back door or the front door? Good love. But listen, now, Karima raised a good point about the babies now. She raised a good point about the babies. Now, we need to know. We need to know.
My daughter has nothing but this dad that she done stole from me. That's
right.
That is all.
So how do we, what's the message? What's the protection? How do we?
The poor thing, he got a 14-year-old. He turned his phone on for her yesterday, and now he ain't got no data left.
Should we have an intervention?
No, that's it.
Should we talk about the responsibilities of being the time, like, you know, certain sites you can and can't go on and all that kind of stuff? What are we talking about?
She had 30 days before I log in the baby.
Okay. You know, they got iPads in jail now.
Yeah, they got all kinds of stuff in jail. Recording videos is in jail.
Yeah.
Your biggest cut is out of jail right now. You don't want input?
All right, so the babies, that was we left off there with Karima talking about the babies.
Yeah.
Ms. Jones, help us out now. So how do we, where are we, what are we saying to the babies?
It's funny you said that because I actually recently, I ended up November reaching out to Kiki Palmer, and I just did it on a web.
See, there you go again, throwing out these names. Who is Kiki Palmer? I don't know.
Fired,
she's from Aquila and the Bee and all. She's like the little young girl that people used to see in the movies with Lawrence Fishburne and Emma Bassett.
Yeah.
Those movies. But now she's an adult, you know, trying to do her own thing. She's very, very, very popular with the young kids.
Right.
So I teamed up with her. She has a platform called Love is a Gag, which is about doing young gestures for people. And I said, well, you need to do a gesture and show people how to love themselves. And from that, I took over her Snapchat, and you will be surprised on the young kids that came out to me and told me that they were positive. Literally. I had probably throughout the whole day had at least 20 individuals who range from the age of 14 to 16 telling me that they were positive, or their mother is positive, or their mother is positive and the kids, you know, tease them because they think they have it. Like, it's just so many young kids who either infected or affected by it. Believe it or not, it's through social media that they're listening. So I said that I wanted to team up with different celebrities. So my next celebrity will be Tammy Roman. I'm taking over her Snapchat in March. And we're going to do the same thing because that's who these kids are listening to. That's the only kids right now is through the mechanisms that they're used to in 2017. They're not used to mechanisms that people are using in schools and books. Nobody reads. People Kindle and people iPhone, you know, FaceTime and Siri. They do all of that and Snapchat. So you have to get to the kids through their language. That's what you have to do.
So we riding to work. We on our way to our last day of the job today, me and Chris between. Right? Mm-hmm. This and that. We riding up here. And he was just talking about the rappers and who somebody they gotta sleep with each other now. The rappers
to stay relevant.
To stay relevant. And
what do you mean sleep with? What do you mean?
Like the gangster rappers, the
industry stuff.
In the industry are starting to. Have you had any experience with the male rappers that are coming across as, you know, they lead us to believe all this gangster rap and all this yah stuff, and they got some good lyrics and everything too, but they wind up being undercover and being off. Is that any kind of effect on the kids because they listen to their music and then they find out that this particular individual What can Ms. Johnson, can you help me out on that?
Yeah, I sure can. And again, like I tell you, it's really, really rampant in Atlanta. And it's in the industry period. It's in Hollywood. It's in entertainment where a lot of individuals, whether it be R&B or hip hop, that kids listen to are literally living an undercover life. And unfortunately, that's the sad thing about it is, you know, on the surface, the world accepts a man to be a man's man. But behind closed doors, they are who they really are. And so kids are not as, how do we put it, not as advanced as parents in the world think that they are not. They really are. So they're catching these lyrics. These kids are knowing the lyrics like the back of their hand. So it's a lot of these rappers who are saying these little down low innuendos and rap songs, and you don't even know what you're saying, but the kids know what they're saying.
What?
Go ahead, finish that. It definitely affects the young culture because our young boys are growing up with a false sense of a reality of a real man.
Right.
Because they're going off of what they see, or they see the Migos in their
business. Right.
All this extra stuff. They think that's what a man is supposed to be. And it's a sense of confusion. A lot of households now, they don't have men in them. It's not a dual household. It's a mother.
Well, let's keep going, because also we sitting here at on our way to our last day to work.
Had no idea
this was gonna be our last day. So we might as well try to talk about something before we leave.
Yeah.
They're gonna go out with a battle, man. We're gonna go out with a flame. We're gonna fight too. We can't fight no more.
Oh,
but listen, so there's this
wait a minute. Ms. Johnson, could you please secure the employees? Let them know you coming in. You ain't getting rid of them, are you?
I'm just waiting on my pictures. Why would I not be going?
That reminds me, y'all are too much fun to not be a part.
I'm just waiting for my separation, though.
Right.
And I think it's on my
cup. Not even like that at all.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just going to touch and agree right now with this job. And we going at it.
Lord, you had high to turn.
You had five. So, I need you to help us out with this. So, I don't know if it's true or not, but there's a writer for AAJC. He do the little comic stuff that filed in the back of the McDonald newspaper. And they say that he got some kind of real cartoon that was out over 5 years ago that really portrayed this character becoming successful about rapping about a male-male relationship. And he wound up killing the dude and getting street creds for killing his lover. Is that a real cartoon? Is that something anybody know about or heard about?
Now, that I'm not sure, but I wouldn't put it past the situation. Like,
yeah.
And, like, for example, there's a R&B singer out called The Weeknd.
Mm.
He's very, very popular. He's especially with young kids, young white kids. You know, a lot of people love him. Every song is about ecstasy and him running trains on girls.
Yep.
But because he's singing it and doing it in such a melodic way, no one catches it.
Right.
But every song is about him either slipping a Mickey to a girl, drugging a girl, having sex with her, catching her off guard. And these are things that if you don't pay attention, you're just singing a song thinking you're singing a catchy tune until a child broke that down to me.
Right.
A kid, a 12-year-old, broke Two Weeknd songs down to me.
Oh my God.
I can almost be sure that comic book or comic in the back of the newspaper was the truth, because that's how truth is revealed. Truth is always revealed in a joke. Truth is always revealed in music.
Right, but it's a TV show that's on, I don't know what, I'm going to do more research since I got another day. So I have to get this in by next Tuesday.
We got another day?
Yeah, she said we ain't got to go after tonight. She said, yeah.
She ain't got to call you.
Yeah, we got to do that. But no, it's crazy because you hit some real good points. And so now, so you saying that we have to go into social media, we have to go into the subliminal message that these rappers and individuals are experiencing over to our children. See, because could you imagine the innocence of a child's mind to hear something and then to go try. I remember when we was growing up, everybody ain't going to accept responsibility for their own actions and blame it on the kids. But I remember back in the day, I don't know who said it or who started, and it was way before Bill Cosby came on doing everybody like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they were telling us that you could put eye drop in the latest stuff.
Mess their stomach.
Oh, yeah. But they say so you can take advantage of it and stuff. And so you'll go out.
I don't know anything about that.
Like
it's true.
Yeah.
Back when I was coming out, back in the, I'm past that age.
Like a
yep.
Spanish fly, you can take eye drop and drop it into a drink, and by the time you get home, you can take advantage of it. You know,
that's
that
old school.
Yeah, and as a child, you'll go try that stuff and then see.
This is so shocking to me. I'm so happy my kids are in their 20s, late 20s and 30s.
I got bullets.
And he got a teenage girl, so he ain't been shaking his head. He been locked in the basement. And then you got a teenage son too, right? No, he's a baby. Okay, but they talking about real. Big Y, what's up? My baby there. We got parents in the studio. They get serious from time to time. It ain't no laughing matter when you got 13-year-olds becoming HIV positive, and they know more about life than us. I would have never known that they got subliminal messages at this level.
Yeah.
And parents, we don't know nothing about it. And just like the beat, like my dumb ass. just my head just bumping.
Right.
This boy talking about just saying, I wish I would listen to our boy. Wait here.
I'm gonna tell you really how things go. It's because it's on the radio, and the only thing that we thinking about is okay, it's clean and cursing. That's all we really worried about. We're not worried about what they saying because it's no important to us.
That's true.
Right.
That's true. We listen to old school, or we listen to R&B. We don't listen to the same R&B that they listen.
Right, y'all. That's the show, man. That is the rebroadcast. Hopefully you all was able to hear that on the show. And bring in some music. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Welcome to Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083, or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
get it. Ask her and she'll tell you kids, stay about my business. Don't get between me and my digits, but caught up in your feelings. Cause 8 semesters of coach left, we got my kids tougher than chitlins.
Damn.
See, I'm my daddy's son.
Ooh,
John Wright.
Oh, that's why they call you Jumbo.
Ha, damn right. See,
every night,
and every day, I hit that hammer, bless my grandma, keep my bills paid. Why you clocking in? Go to work and slave. I eat what I kill, kill what I eat, hit the streets and slay. There's two types of people,
who?
That's you and me. And I choose the route that helps me feed my family.
Hell.
I'm better than ever. Jump right up these fellas, they never been on my level. Bet you want some of this too, but you ain't ready. I do what I got to, and I always come through. I come heavy. I got that gold on my dome. You can't calculate my paper. Don't step up on my throne, homie. I will exterminate ya. On your mind, get that go. Can't dig like this on a turbo. Can't pull me down when I get to the top. All you do is watch your feet.
All I got in this world is my bones and my word. But no patience for that bull, cause you just wanna be heard. All that talking with no action, golf bumping, dog jacking, get you nowhere.
Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use like anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Woo! Let's get crazy!
In movies, when someone at a party jumps into a pool fully dressed, everyone cheers them on and jumps in too. Just so you know, in real life parties, nobody jumps in after you. You just look stupid.
Come on, jump in! Come on.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Let's go to a place where we can get mellow, chill out, lay back, groove to the moment soundtrack and get mellow. Our minds and souls surrender to the euphoric splendor that our unified vibes administer. Caught up in the universal love flow, I reach out into the planets within the galaxy and bring back a chalice filled with intergalactic libation. Exotic grapes from the vineyards of Venus, Saturn's most succulent fruits, liquescence that only the goddesses are privy to. Each has a flavor that is deliciously, delectably indescribable. But when you combine the two, it's a recipe designed specifically to get you cosmically elated. Let another sip go past those lips. Enjoy the sweetness of the galaxy. Let me take you into the second verse. Just chill, relax, and get mellow. Eyes to eyes, glances trapped within mutual admiration. No doubt we are each other's fixation. From the tip of your strands of hair to those lovely toes. Lord knows I could just dine exclusively on thoughts of you, past, present, and future. I know each moment will be filled with another reason to look forward to the moment that will follow, or linger within the moment that just preceded it, or just stop time right here. Make this moment our eternal forever. We'll give permission to the birds to sing and the flowers to bloom. I'll pause time right at sunset. We can chill as the pastels of oranges, reds, and yellows blend seamlessly into each other. Their subtle brilliance, reminiscence of the color of your aura. I would
Compassion.
Say, go ahead, babe.
It's the way you look at me, the way you make me feel. It's so unreal, the conversation that I feel. It's the way you touch me, the way you tease me, the way you please me. How this conversation makes me feel is so unreal. It's the way you lick me, the way you kiss me, the way you ride me, I mean stride me, that makes this conversation too wonderful to be real. It's the thoughts I have of you when you aren't here. The moments I spend wishing you were near. That makes this conversation worthy of a refill. It's you giving me the best of you. That makes this conversation so unreal. Conversation.
Alright, y'all, that is our show. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to WMRDB. Of course, it was a pre-recorded show from Tuesday at the radio station in 1420 and 1430. I want to thank Keisha the Empire Johnson, Michael Montfort, Michael Anthony Montfort, and Calvin Brown, a.k.a. Krispy Kreme, and the next level, Mario Coleman, for assisting us in creating a brand and providing their expertise as performance and industry professionals. I'm hoping to continue to build WMRDB brand and continue to build our team. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and allowing us an opportunity to come into your world for the time being that we have together. And, you know, it's just a great opportunity for us to, you know, relate to the world that WAMRDB is the woman's station. It is specifically for women. And we are looking for independent artists as well. And, you know, there's going to be a continuous onslaught of people coming onto the show. So, you know, want to thank everybody for coming to the show and being a part of the change that we're making as a company and as a brand.
Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. feel. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
guys, welcome back, and again, you can call in at 516-287-1251. Thank you all for tuning in and allowing WAMRDB to be a part of your station, of stations. So, just give us a call on Tuesday. You can always call me at 678-789-6095. If you want to advertise your business, as you can hear the commercials that paid for Loving Care Chiropractor and the other commercials, Loving Care has been done by and done by some other people. Executive producer Kareem.